Welcome to a special In Case You Missed It weekend edition of Hot Off the Wire. In it, we look back at some of the top stories from the past week, as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your host. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, let's look back at some of those headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is showcasing a new law meant to reduce gun violence, even as he urges more steps to cut down on mass shootings.
16 days after signing the bipartisan bill.
Will not save every life.
But the president says it will save some, today and tomorrow. Still,
we're living in a country awash in weapons of war.
Renewing his call for Congress to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, and also pass a law holding gun owners legally accountable if their weapons are improperly stored and then used to commit violence.
No one else should have access to it, so lock it up!
While the event here was billed as a celebration, gun control advocates say it's premature to declare victory. Sagar Magani at the White House.
St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard tells the AP the economy is healthy and shows little sign of an imminent recession and can withstand higher interest rates.
Now we have lots of inflation, but the question is, can we get back to 2% without disrupting the economy? I think we can.
As the country grapples with the highest inflation in four decades, the Federal Reserve is pushing borrowing costs higher. A 70-year-old man in Nevada has been charged in the 1982 killing of a 5-year-old girl who disappeared while walking to her kindergarten class in California. Police say they used DNA evidence to make the arrest. A former Olympic volleyball player, Kim Glass, says she was attacked in downtown Los Angeles when a man threw a metal object at her face in an assault that fractured multiple bones in her face and left one of her eyes swollen shut. A man was arrested. Jennifer Shaw of the reality show The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City faces 11 to 14 years in prison after pleading guilty to fraud conspiracy. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Prosecutors say Jennifer Shaw was part of a massive telemarketing fraud from 2012 to 2021 that sold bogus services to people to create their own online businesses. Prosecutors say she was the lead broker who told sales workers what to say to victims. Shaw entered a guilty plea to conspiracy to commit wire fraud in Manhattan federal court on Monday as part of a plea agreement. Shaw will forfeit $6.5 million and pay $9.5 million in restitution. Shaw says she knew it was wrong and she is sorry. She is free on bail and will be sentenced November 28th. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Beanie Feldstein is out. Lea Michele is in as the lead in Broadway's Funny Girl. Feldstein revealed she was leaving the musical sooner than expected because the show was moving in a different direction. Stephen Ayers thought the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump.
He basically put out, come to Stop the Steal rally, and I felt like I needed to be down here.
Ayers testified before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. He didn't plan to go to the Capitol on January 6th until Donald Trump said to.
Basically, the president, got everybody riled up, told everybody to head on down. So we basically were just following what he said.
The committee revealed details of a late-night meeting at the White House described as unhinged, with defeated President Trump's outside lawyers suggesting the military seize state voting machines. Eric Hirschman was a White House attorney.
What they were proposing, I thought, was nuts.
Jason Tatenhoff is a former member of the Oath Keepers.
I think we need to quit mincing words and just talk about truths. And what it was going to be was an armed revolution. I mean, people died that day. Law enforcement officers died this day. There was a gallows set up in front of the Capitol. This could have been the spark that started a new civil war, and no one would have won there.
The committee is working to show how far-right extremists answered Trump's call to come for a big rally in Washington on January 6th. The Senate confirmed Steve Dettelbach, a former federal prosecutor, to run the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. NASA unveiled a new batch of images from its new powerful space telescope, including a foamy blue and orange shot of a dying star. The Biden administration is emphasizing the importance of getting booster shots for those eligible and wearing masks indoors as two new highly transmissible coronavirus variants are spreading rapidly around the country.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Attention healthcare providers, pre-exposure prophylaxis or PrEP is a powerful tool to help end the HIV epidemic. When taken as prescribed, PrEP reduces the risk of getting HIV from sex by about 99%. If you're new to prescribing PrEP, you may have questions like, who should I prescribe PrEP to? What are the guidelines for prescribing PrEP? What educational offerings are available? CDC's HIV Nexus combines all the information you need about prescribing PrEP in one convenient place, so you can spend less time searching and more time caring for your patients. Visit cdc.gov/HIV Nexus.
Ukrainian authorities say they targeted a Russian ammunition depot in southern Ukraine.
The Ukrainian military's southern command says a rocket strike targeted the facility in Russian-held Novokakhovka, about 35 miles east of the Black Sea port city of Kherson, which is also occupied by Russian forces. The precision of the strike suggests Ukrainian forces used US-supplied multiple-launch high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, to hit the area. Russia's TASS news agency has offered a different account of the blast, saying a mineral fertilizer storage facility exploded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Researchers in New York transplanted pig hearts into two brain-dead people over the last month in an attempt to one day save human lives with animal organs.
Boy, I have not heard a 9-something inflation rate for a very long time.
But Crescent Capital's Jack Ablin says it's here. 9.1%, the biggest yearly hike since 1981. The increases are in nearly every corner of life. Grocery prices up 12.2%, the most since 1979. Airline tickets up 34%. Unleaded gas prices have risen 61% over the past year.
We just don't know where the end of inflation really is.
And Ablin says the Federal Reserve will have to keep aggressively boosting interest rates to slow inflation, which in turn boosts the chances of a recession. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Israel, President Biden says he's committed to bringing back the Iran nuclear deal.
The only thing worse than the Iran that exists now is Iran with nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. And if we can return to the deal and hold them tight, I think it was a gigantic mistake for the last president to get out of the deal.
Israel is a staunch opponent of the nuclear deal. The president says he's determined to stop Iran's growing nuclear program and is willing to use force as a last resort. A man was arraigned in Ohio on charges of raping a 10-year-old girl, whose case drew national attention following a doctor's comments the child had to travel to Indiana for an abortion because of new restrictions in her home state. Some conservatives, including Ohio's Republican governor, had raised questions about whether the case was real. A court in Russia ruled to keep a prominent opposition politician in custody pending an investigation and trial over his public criticism of Russia's military actions in Ukraine. Ilya Yashin is one of the few opposition figures that haven't left Russia. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba says the strategy has not changed to get back territories captured by Russia.
Kuleba says Ukraine's military is planning and preparing for full liberation of Russian-occupied cities and towns near the country's Black Sea coast. Ukrainian forces already have stepped up their activity to retake territory in the south as Russia concentrates on eastern Ukraine. Asked about the likelihood of negotiations to end the war that started when Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24, the foreign minister said peace talks were unlikely to happen soon. Russia continues to be in the war mood, and they're not seeking negotiations in good faith. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pope Francis named 3 women to serve as members of the Vatican office that vets bishop nominations, and another first for women to have a say in the governance of the Catholic Church.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome, and will continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region.
Israel's prime minister says Iran must face a real threat of force before it will agree to give up its nuclear ambitions. The supermarket in Buffalo, New York, where a white gunman shot and killed 10 black people, reopened. Letitia James is New York's attorney general.
This is the day where we declare that hate did not win, that hate was defeated, that hate has no place in East Buffalo or in the great state of New York, and that this community drove out the darkness.
A moment of silence and prayer was held at Topps Friendly Market to honor the victims. Former President Donald Trump has announced on social media his first wife, Ivana Trump, has died. Donald Trump described his ex-wife as a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing woman who led a great and inspirational life. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says women's health decisions are her own.
Tomorrow we'll pass the Women's Health Protection Act, voting for a second time on this legislation to make the protections of Roe v. Wade the law of the land.
It's a response to the recent Supreme Court decision that struck down the constitutionality of Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles that struck a city in central Ukraine killed at least 23 people and wounded more than 100 others, including children. Authorities say University of Oregon tight end Spencer Webb died after falling and striking his head on rock slides at a popular swimming lake near Eugene, Oregon. He was 22. Oscar winner Kevin Spacey pleaded not guilty to charges of sexually assaulting three men a decade or more ago.
Spacey leaves London's Central Criminal Court after entering a non-guilty plea. The former House of Cards star is denying four counts of sexual assault and one count of causing a person to engage in sexual activity without consent. Spacey's lawyer has previously said the actor strenuously denies the allegations. Spacey was granted bail and allowed to return to the US after a preliminary hearing last month. A judge is expected to set a timeline for his trial on Thursday. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Thousands more doses of monkeypox vaccine are expected to soon begin shipping to the U.S. after federal health officials said they had completed an inspection of an overseas plant where they were manufactured. The president has criticized Saudi Arabia over the death of U.S.-based journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
I said very straightforwardly, for an American president to be silent on an issue of human rights, is this inconsistent with who we are and who I am? I'll always stand up for our values.
A U.S. intelligence report said the Crown Prince likely approved the operation. In the Senate, West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin is pushing for a slimmed-down economic package. President Biden is telling fellow Democrats to follow Manchin's lead so families could sleep easier and enjoy the health care savings it proposes. Chances for passage in the Senate are slim, but a bill passed in the House to restore abortion rights nationwide. It's Democrats' first legislative response to the Supreme Court landmark decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Minnesota Republican Lisa Fischbach voted no.
It is stunning that Congress is wasting its time on legislation that is so out of touch with the people it represents. What we should be focusing on is helping women and protecting innocent lives of babies.
The House also passed a second bill to prohibit punishment for a woman or child who decides to travel to another state to get an abortion. A lawyer for WNBA star Brittany Griner at her drug possession trial has given a Russian court a letter from a U.S. doctor recommending she use cannabis to treat pain. Griner was arrested at a Moscow airport in February after customs officials say they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil in her luggage. Last week, Griner pleaded guilty. Their lawyer says 30 women who had accused the Houston Texans of turning a blind eye to allegations their former star quarterback, Deshaun Watson, was sexually assaulting and harassing women during massage sessions have settled their legal claims against the team. Watson is now with the Cleveland Browns. The British Open has turned into a Cameron showcase. Britain's Cameron Smith has the lead. Yesterday, American Cameron Young was on top. It was an emotional day at St. Andrews for Tiger Woods. He didn't make the cut.
Well, I'm not retiring from the game, but I just don't know if I will be physically able to play back here again when it comes back around. I'll be able to play future British Opens. Yes.
On the 18th hole, Woods paused, posed, and waved goodbye.
It was pretty cool. The nods I was getting from guys as they were going out and I was coming in, just the respect, that was pretty neat. From a player's fraternity level, that it's neat to see that and feel that.
Woods kept right on walking even as tears began to form in his eyes. Tiger Woods' 46-year-old body has been battered by multiple surgeries. 17 months ago, he crashed his car in Los Angeles and sustained so many broken bones, doctors contemplated amputation of his right leg. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.